Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 17th of February, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Courage, community, all of that.
All of that.
All of that. Courage, community, you know, that they care about this community.
Yeah.
And and truly, where healing starts there. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I assume we are, Jared. Jared's giving me a big thumbs up.
Good morning, Jared.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Well, today, patchy frost and mostly sunny with a high of 62. Tonight will be a low of 39. I hope I can get through this. Thursday, chance of rain with a high of 53, overnight lows of 44. Friday calls for chance of rain with a high of 56. Friday night, chance of showers with an overnight low of 40. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 60. And partly cloudy on Saturday night. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated with senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
There you go.
Well, we have Robert with us this morning. Robert, talk to us.
All right. So,
our film critic.
Yes, of course. So I'm going to talk, just starting off, about some new movies coming out this Friday that people should keep an eye on or be looking out for. The one that I think people should keep the biggest eye out for is called Nomadland. This one, you might have heard of it. It's coming to Hulu and theaters on the exact same day on Friday as a result of the pandemic and having a hard time releasing it. So this one stars Frances McDormand, and the reason that it's so significant is that it is currently the front runner for Best Picture. There is no other film that is really even getting close to as many people predicting it winning for Best Picture. Further, this one is also right now the front runner for Best Director, and the director of this film, who is Chloe Zhao, she was actually just, a headline just came out that she is now the most awarded filmmaker in a single awards season. So what that means is that of all of the awards shows that have happened so far, she has been winning Best Director basically at every single one of them, and she has now accumulated more Best Director awards across the hundreds of award shows that happen every year than any other director before her.
Wow. Do you believe that the pandemic has affected people's watching habits?
Yeah, for sure. People are watching things at their home a lot more often. I'm sure a lot of people with a lot of time at home took on a project of making a home theater system. And I'm sure a lot of people have learned a lot more about streaming services as a result. I think, you know, Disney Plus exploded. It just recently announced that it has 95 million members, which, if you think about it, when it launched, Netflix had 150 million members. So Disney Plus has been growing like crazy. You also have HBO Max out now, and you're having a bunch of other streaming services emerge.
What's the difference between HBO and HBO Max? There is no difference, right?
There is. HBO is a TV station, essentially. And if you have HBO, you can get HBO Go. And HBO Go is an app, basically, that just has HBO TV shows. The cool thing about HBO Max is that it has all of Warner Brothers movies.
Yeah, well, we have HBO Max, but yeah. I'm wondering if I'm paying somehow for HBO at the same time.
No, you're not. If you're paying for HBO Max, it's a completely separate streaming service. And HBO is actually, depending on how you get it, is usually more expensive than HBO Max. Just because, you know, it's a
they don't make
TV channel that's, yeah, more
now,
expensive.
The other thing, though, about your Nomad.
Nomadland
is, would this be an award that may have the asterisks next to it? Like when Roger Maris hit the 61st home run, they put an asterisk by it that said it was a longer season. So with something, do you understand what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
Is that there hasn't been any movies coming out and nothing like this. So when you get one that's decent, it gets all the attention.
What I would say is that, without a doubt, this year we have seen a lot less movies coming out, and a lot less Oscar contenders coming into theaters. What is surprising, though, is that I was initially very concerned that we were not going to get an Oscars this year, that we weren't going to have an awards season based off of just the weird way that movies had to release. But we've actually ended up getting a lot of really, really strong candidates. And I would say looking at this year, it's obviously not as good as other years, but it's still a very solid year in the Oscar race. And whatever movie ends up winning will have done it because it was a great movie and not just kind of like, yes, there is a bit of an asterisk, but I don't think it is like a super big deal, basically.
Would you think that, would you say that the Frances McDormand film Nomad is for all ages, or is it like, I know that in the senior population, for instance, the seniors would go off and see matinees a lot or senior day and see films perhaps they wouldn't normally see because it would fill time and it would be like, let's go check this film out. So there's two thoughts coming out of this question. One would be, is it a film for all ages? And number two, or has it been the demographic of those who stream and go online and do a lot of things digitally?
I would say, just to answer your second question first, I would say no. It's not. It's hard to. I think it's coming to a streaming service, but this movie would have done better in theaters, I think, especially in the matinee that you're talking about. It's definitely not a movie for everybody. It's very slow. I've actually seen it. I got to see it early, and it is pretty slow. But it is, like, a very beautiful movie. What's really interesting about it is that the director, Chloe Zhao, went out and got actual van-dwelling nomads for the movie. There are very few actual actors in it. A lot of them are just nomads that she met along the way and asked to be in the movie and were, you know, given certain lines and things like that. So, and it's a very slow movie. The cinematography is very nice. It's very meditative, and it has a lot to say kind of about grief and the way that we deal with losing loved ones and that kind of thing. And I would say it's definitely not for younger kids. It may not even be for, you know, younger teenagers. But I think if you're 15 or older, you could definitely find something to really enjoy about Nomadland. Or if you're into these kind of movies and you're younger than 15, then even then.
Wonderful. Okay, so Nomad coming out this weekend,
right, Nomad
on HBO, Disney Plus, or
what's it's on Hulu.
Hulu. Hulu. All right, cool. Right.
Okay, now what's your next one?
So another movie that's coming out this week is called I Care a Lot. This mm-hmm. one is going to Netflix, and it stars Rosamund Pike and Peter Dinklage. And the plot is a court-appointed legal guardian defrauds her older clients and traps them under her care, but her latest mark comes with some unexpected baggage. This one is a Netflix release that is coming out on Friday. And initially, kind of towards the beginning of Oscar season, there was a bit of a rumbling for Rosamund Pike for lead actress. It's kind of died down since. You're not really seeing anything like that now. But still, a lot of people are saying that I Care a Lot is a really entertaining movie. It's like a fast 2 hours. I don't know much about it entirely, and I haven't seen it yet, but it's one that I'm looking forward to, and I'll be checking out this weekend.
Well, Dinklage is the one that played the imp in Game
yes.
of Thrones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and if she's trying to take advantage of him, I can't help it.
Yeah. Think that he's going to get the upper hand. So how do you, is it because you are the clever film, excuse me, give me your title again for a website.
Clever Critic.
The clevercritics.com. Because you have this kind of platform, is that how you're able to view a film earlier?
It really depends. Sometimes I'll be able to get a screening. Sometimes it really just depends. Like, there's a lot of different ways that I'm able to see it early.
So, many times, like, my girlfriend who is, you know, a member of SAG and SAG and AFTRA, during Oscar, she got a lot of the screenings, you know, sent to her, I don't know, via DVD, and she'd open up and watch whatever was going to be nominated or to be nominated. So I was just wondering, because of your, what you do, if you had the same kind of situation.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Excellent. Well, we're here with Robert telling us about what movies are coming out. This weekend, thecleverCritics.com. We always love having you here in the morning to discuss with us or share with us what you've what you've seen, what's coming up. And, of course, we've got a lot of time on our hands these days where we can't go out because of the pandemic. So thank you for joining us. You want to stay to the other? Do you have more to share?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, well, let's take a quick break here, and let's talk about our favorite bed, its sleep number. That's right. You know, we've been sleeping on our sleep number bed for years now, and I can guarantee you it's the best bed we've ever slept in.
Absolutely, and especially during times of sorrow or stress or just needing to feed yourself, the best way to do that is through sleep. And we completely enjoy that. We have our sleep number settings individually. Last night, I don't even know what mine was. I think we set it at 50.
Your sleep number setting last night was 45.
Okay, because you did it for me.
I did, and my sleep number setting was 55. And right now, you can get a good deal with Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep, and now save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all smart beds, only for a limited time at Sleep Number stores and sleepnumber.com. Of course, we always want you to go to our Sleep Number store because they have incredible people there, and they can show you what you're buying instead of just buying it online. The offer is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:16 in the morning, and it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now, and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mendebot. And Linda and I were standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, with a flatbed Ford slowing down to take a look at us.
We did.
Remember that?
Yeah, we did. We took a picture right in front of that mural that looks so lifelike.
Yeah, and
got a T-shirt. Got T-shirts, sweatshirts. I think we bought something for Jared.
Yeah, Jared's got one.
Yeah, you got me a shirt.
Yeah. Got an old T-shirt from the trip.
Well, you know what? That was, and was that the trip that we got snowed? We got snowed? Was it a different one?
We were coming back, I'm sure, from
Albuquerque.
Albuquerque.
Because you have to go through Winslow.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we this portion of the show, speaking of people being snowed in, can't get power and all that, SST Oil, they are out running hard and running fast to keep everybody's fuel oil and kerosene running in their houses so they can stay warm and toasty and have hot water, plus delivering petroleum products throughout the western United States. All the things they do over at SST Oil is literally fantastic when you think about all it takes to keep things moving like that. And then during the summers, being right there on the front lines of fighting fires. Yeah, SST Oil, it's been in Redding since 1967. It's an employee-owned company. They're always looking for good employees. And if you're looking for a monitor heater, a Toyo heater, a Toyo water heater, call SST Oil at 241-1167. Let them explain to you the benefits of having a heating system that will never run out of fuel. Okay, Linda and I are here with Robert Burke.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
And he gave us his best thought on who was going to be the, you know, it's going to be a Nomad Land.
Yeah.
Is dropping Friday.
Friday on Hulu.
And, yeah. You know, it's funny, you know, before the pandemic, we had, HBO and Showtime. Maybe Cinemax. Now, we have Hulu, HBO Max.
Disney.
What else?
Well, we had to watch Mandalorian.
Right.
You know, that was
right.
a big
yeah,
deal.
I'm
Hamilton.
I'm going to protest. I'm sorry. I might have to protest Mandalorian now. Disney. When they fired one of the actors. When they fired Gina Carano.
What do you think about that? Do you know about that?
I would care not to comment on it. It's a very sticky situation that I just don't want to delve into.
All right.
I can.
I'm sure you will. Yeah.
I have already. Mm-hmm. But you said they have 95 million. I don't know if me canceling would matter. But we're watching The Mandalorian again anyway. So.
Yeah. Have you guys watched WandaVision?
No.
Do you know what that is?
That's the one with the two superheroes or
right.
something?
It's a Marvel film following Vision and Scarlet Witch, and it's kind of a like weird situation because it's in the style of like a 50s, 60s I Love Lucy kind of TV show starting at first, and it slowly kind of becomes different types of like comedies, like family comedy, drama, TV series throughout. And there's kind of like, it's all wrapped up in a mystery relating to how it seems like this whole town has been taken over by Wanda Maximoff or Scarlet Witch. It's really good so far. I've been keeping up with it every week, and I would recommend it. And it's on Disney Plus.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What else have on your radar there?
So also coming out this weekend, this one is a theatrical release, and it's pretty dedicated to staying theatrical. So I'm not really sure when we'll be able to see it, but just it's one to know about as well for Oscar season. It's called The Mauritanian, I believe. That's how you say it. And the plot synopsis is, a detainee at the U.S. military's Guantanamo Bay Detention Center is held without charges for over a decade and seeks help from a defense attorney for his release. And this one stars Benedict Cumberbatch and Jodie Foster and Shailene Woodley and Zachary Levi. And it's gotten some pretty good reviews. Also, Jodie Foster ended up showing up for Best Supporting Actress at the Golden Globes. And there is some buzz around her, so that's one to keep your eye out for if you're, you know, looking for something to watch whenever it ends up on streaming services.
I get into the old John Wayne in the 30s movies, and you made like 150 in the 30s.
Yeah.
And you could go through. No, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what else?
And then
got a couple minutes.
That's basically it in terms of new movies coming out this week to look for. There is some significant pieces of movie news that I could bring up, one of which is, let me find it here. So Donald Glover and Phoebe Waller-Bridge, you know, Donald Glover is a famed musician, goes by Childish Gambino. He's also a comedian. And then Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who got really big off of being on, what's it called, Fleabag. And she won a bunch of Emmys for that in 2019. The two of them are collaborating to do a series based off of the Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie movie, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Which was a total shocker piece of news because, one, they announced that on their social medias. Like, usually there's, like, a press release on this kind of thing. They just put it on their stories. Hey, we're making this.
Things have changed.
And also, it's really just strange because I feel like, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Smith is still, like, pretty well-known today.
Yes.
But it's not huge. It's not, like, a super big thing. And it's not something I would have ever expected them to go out and want to make a TV show about, but they announced it this week, and they announced that it's coming sometime in
early to mid
2022.
That's kind of a violent shoot 'em up type of show, isn't it, Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
The movie was violent, from what I understand. Yeah.
So I wonder if they're planning on that.
I'm sure that they will be using. Yeah, I'm sure they will. Another big piece of movie news related to Star Wars that isn't about Gina Carano is so. The director of Star Wars The Last Jedi, which was the eighth Star Wars movie, was very controversial to a lot of the big, like, diehard Star Wars fans. So the director from that one, it was announced around the time that the film, before the film came out, that he was going to have his own trilogy of Star Wars movies. Since, there's been basically no development on it, so a lot of people thought, oh, that's not going to happen anymore. After The Last Jedi came out and a lot of the diehard Star Wars fans were super against it, they're not going to make a trilogy of movies with this guy. And then, just this week, Rian Johnson came out. He also directed Knives Out. He also directed Brick. He came out and said, yes, my Star Wars trilogy is still happening, and no, I have nothing else further about it to say than that. So it seems like this kind of trilogy of movies has just kind of been circulating in production hell, I guess, for a while. And
I've seen four Star Wars movies, the original three, and then the one where Harrison Ford is killed by
The Force Awakens. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the only one that I've seen since then.
Really?
Yeah. It was something like when you see something that is so incredibly good, that sets the tone, that sets the mark, and anything after that is just an add-on. Kind of like, you know, you watch, you know, which sequels besides Aliens? You know, you had Alien and then Aliens, which was a great sequel. There's very few sequels that match up to the original.
It's because a lot of movies are really designed to be a single film when they're being developed, and when they're designed, where sequels really, like, you know, really strong ones like The Godfather Part Two or, you know, The Lord of the Rings sequels, they're really good because there's, like, a lot more story to tell, and they're kind of set up to have more story to tell.
And I can understand that. It's almost like a Game of Thrones type thing. It's written to have all these different series and chapters and people. But for me, the trilogy of the original Star Wars, then anything after that was kind of, like I said, was an add-on. So, it doesn't mean they're not good. It doesn't mean they don't make billions of dollars, which they do. It's just, the fact is that for that one series, I just couldn't get into it like that. And when you talk about a third series, when there's, because we go on, and you start looking at all the different Star Wars films, there must be 12 of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
At least 12 of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Robert Burke.
Thanks so much for joining us.
And an all-around good guy.
Nomad this weekend.
Nomad Land, yeah.
He's getting ready to sneeze here, but he doesn't have a fever, so we're okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress as fast until you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much.
Just go through.
Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of food.
Wait a minute.
Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue.
Oh, good morning and welcome.
Was that the one from Folsom?
No.
Folsom Prison.
Oh, he may have done, you mean recorded it?
Yeah.
There? He may have. Johnny Cash. And
yeah, that was a wonderful, I think, a documentary, a show. He went into Folsom Prison, and he did a concert for these guys. Because, you know, at one time he was incarcerated. So, anyway.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR.
Let me ponder.
96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Did you ever see that concert, by the way?
Yes, I did. I was in there. I was in the audience.
Yeah.
Well, I was next to Merle Haggard.
It was interesting how the prisoners and how their uniforms or what they put them in and how it just kind of even depicts the era of how they were. I don't know. What do you want to say? They were respectful.
Who was?
The attendees.
Well,
the prisoners
were,
watching.
They,
and I know,
well,
but I don't know if you would. I don't know if you would see that today.
Oh, I don't know.
Is my point.
I don't know if you'd see a big name star going into Folsom like he did. You know, at San Quentin, everybody's still dressed in Levi's, blue jackets, blue jeans. In fact, if you go to visit there, you can't wear
blue jeans
or a blue shirt, because if things happen, the guards have to be able to pick out the good guys from the bad guys. The but Johnny Cash in Folsom Prison was a special.
It was a special.
But it was something that was incredible, that I don't know if other people have done that.
Frank Sinatra
went to prison.
He sang for the prisoners, yeah, and Quincy Jones. In fact, when you see the Sinatra special, I don't know, there's a two-part special, and it shows him going in front of, I don't know where he was, but Quincy Jones and his orchestra was there, and he did Mac the Knife and stuff like that. It was interesting. Well, yeah, it was kind of interesting to see that. Well, anyway, I'm going to try to get through this because, you know, many of you know, we posted on Facebook, and that we had to say goodbye to our little girl, 12 years, Snooki, and send her to doggy heaven. And we're gut wrenched right now. We're just trying to put one foot in front of the other. Very difficult. We completely relate to those people who have, you know, had a long term pet that's like part of your family. And so we'll get through this, but we wanted to just thank, like, the Reading Veterinary Clinic, who have been caring for Snooki since she was a puppy. They were so wonderful. And, you know, you're kind of at a loss of what to do. She was 12. We didn't know. She had a test. And I'm saying this out loud because I think it's important. I think everybody grieves differently, but it's important to talk about it. And then I'll just go off and bawl like a baby someplace. And Carl's a warrior, so he just gets on with it, you know, and mourns in his own way. But she had cancer. And we took her in Monday, and we knew that we were dealing with an enlarged heart. But they have just, they did everything they could. And, you know, when you have this team, this is one of the things that, can we just keep on expounding this love we have for our community? Because it takes a team to just move you forward. Like, the people that you do business with, the people who support us at KCNR, our advertisers, our local people, they're like our family, and that helps to pay our staff, and it helps to pay the electricity. And we're so grateful for the little things. Like, my girlfriend moved from California to Texas. I called her Monday when I was telling her about what happened with Snooki and bawling on the phone, and she said, we're in rolling blackouts. I don't know how long I can talk on the phone, but I'm here if you need me. I'm always thinking about you and our thoughts. But we wanted to thank, you know, the Benton Air Doggy Park up at Benton, you know, after 12 years with Snooki. I've been up there. They're like extended family. We bring our babies up. They play. You know, it's like having kids on a playground. So they've just been wonderful. And yesterday somebody dropped off roses on our front porch and they never left a note. I don't know who that was, but if you're listening, thank you. We've received flowers from friends and notes from friends and food, because those people know it is your little furry baby is this unconditional, just no matter how ticked off you are at the world or when the world is mean, like what we've been through with this political, you know, the Trump haters or the the all the haters or whatever it is, and you have to try to move to the world with grace. Your furry baby is there for you no matter what. They're by your side. They depend on you. It's the greatest love. It is the deepest, greatest love to have a pet that you're so compatible with.
She was the perfect dog. And yesterday you put on Facebook, you know, that we had lost Snooki. And not lost Snooki, but had to...
We sent her to doggy heaven. I refuse to say those other words.
Yeah. And but anyway, the amount of comments, I was just totally blown away by that. And I read the comments, as you did. We're still reading them because there's so many. But thank you. Thank you very much for everybody because, you know, not having had dogs or animals... I had horses, but it's not the same thing. But not having had dogs, I didn't realize the depth of your feelings, not yours, but mine too, for that small animal. And other people's pets have passed. Everybody's handled it in a different way. We have friends that when their dog passed, they immediately went out and got another one, same breed, and it's perfect for them. You know, they've got their new baby out, and others that it's going to take a while. So, yeah, but everybody handles it in their own way. But to thank everybody that was on Facebook, and I'm sure Linda will write a thank you today.
And there is a wonderful feeling in a certain sense that some of her gently used toys and her beds are going to go to Haven Humane because there's those pets out there that need to be adopted. And again, so Dr. Bond at Reading Veterinary, he's fully staffed, and you know, because of COVID, you can't go in. So the staff was incredible. And it, like I said, I don't know when it's going to hit because it's hit me at all different hours of, you know, what it is to grieve. But I think it was really important to share it today on the air. So that's why I came in. And I just want to say thank you to everybody who's been so supportive. It's tough. It's really tough. You walk through the house and, you know, that little presence isn't there. You guys know what I'm talking about. And we just, like I said, people have been wonderful, and they get it. It's really, they just, it's a different, you can't compare it to anything else in life.
You can't. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax.
Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now. 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out. Valid through March 20th.
Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply.
Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebot, 605-4567 is the phone number. And we are streaming live at kcnr1460.com. 7:46 in the morning here on the 17th. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Orchard Nutrition. 100% certified organic produce, large grocery selection. They were established in 1982 by Joe Martino, and they have grown and they have just gotten better and better. Trained staff, you need a question answered, they are there, and they have the right answers. And they're local, locally owned. They are all the people. Of course, they're locals. The money stays in town. I mean, what can I say? When I talk about a small business, that's a local business. That's Orchard Nutrition, located in Cypress Square Shopping Center. We go there. We get our stuff there.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay. You want to talk about the...
I want to talk about the power washer.
The power.
Okay, so I'm going to ask our listeners, go if you're on our chat pack, and if you're listening, I really would like to have you call in the next 15 minutes. Now, I know I have a weird family. So Carl was saying, is this a DNA thing? Because, you know, my dad got me a pontoon boat, I think, one time for Christmas, and I thought it was kind of cool. But
a one-person pontoon.
Well, yeah. We were just newly together, so.
Didn't know if it was going to last.
Yeah. Could be. So my question is this. Do you think that getting your spouse, meaning a woman to a man.
Your loved one.
Spouse would be.
No, not necessarily, but giving your loved one.
What would you call your... Hope you love your spouse. If you don't, you better get out or do something to make it work.
Okay.
Anyway, maybe this doesn't make it work, but I got Carl. I thought, okay, another guy. No, I mean, it's very hard to shop for Carl. I got him a handmade knife from a guy out of beautiful, like, inlaid from Shingletown. Made it and did the sheath, and the sheath said USMC. And Carl looked at, he likes it, but he's not like, I know when he covets. I know when he loves something and he just, touches it and takes it when he's, doing something, and he'll hold it and he'll look at it and admire it. So you kind of know when you've scored or not. So he was like, oh, it's a, So what do you get? Can't go buy him shoes because it varies with sizes. So I just thought a really good power tool. And we have a carport. We do not have a garage. We don't have a shed. But, so when we have a lot of brick around our house, anybody who knows or has been by our house knows, we have a lot of brick outside, front side, back side.
Sidewalks, patio.
Yes, so we have gone to Amy. I mean, we had neighbors. I got a power washer. I have a thing about not borrowing tools. Because inevitably, when I borrow a tool, it's going to break on my watch, and then I give it back, and I don't know how to fix stuff, so it's broken. And I, even though people can be, oh, don't worry about it. Yeah, for me, it bothers me. It's like, I don't know. I don't like to borrow things like that. So
tell them what you did. You've been talking all around you.
No, because I went to Harbor Freight. Again, I wanted to shop local. I didn't go to Amazon. I thought about it. Went to Harbor Freight. And wanted to get you something that I thought would be like almost like a gun. And so the power gun is the power washer. And I got you the
Predator.
The Predator.
The 3,100 pounds of cleaning power coming out of the
hose. So do you think, he thinks it's weird. I think it was romantic. I have enjoyed watching him power wash.
Okay.
And he's taken it from me when I have tried to power wash myself. He comes out, let me do it.
That's
and the next thing you know, 4 hours later,
there's a reason is because your power washing is dinky-doo.
Well, it's the way I do it. So,
but it doesn't.
It gets it done. Don't tell me
no,
that.
No, frankly, it doesn't. That's why I come out and stand there. I think, in fact, you do this on purpose. That then you do it for a while and kind of looking over your shoulder because here comes Carl.
Nope, not at all.
I know.
I enjoy it. So, anyway, that's what I got him for Valentine's.
And this is one of those gasoline ones, so you can move them around, and it's got extreme power. And I thought, when I used to rent the washers, I would just go through the first gas tank, and I said, okay, time to take it back. Well, Linda, not only do I have this, she also has a 3-gallon gas can that I can keep filling it up.
Yeah.
So I can just go I can go 12 hours a day power washing. Thank you, honey.
After I finish
everything in our house, I'm going to go down the street and just kind of power wash the street in front of the house.
You can take it back. I said,
I'm going to go to Michelle and John's. I'm gonna power wash their place. I'll power wash their dog.
From across the street.
From across the street. The Gunny's house. I'll go down to Vendetta's. I'll do hers. I'll go over to John.
I need to hear from our listeners.
John and
if you
John
think
and Martha.
Crazy.
I'm gonna come in and I'm gonna do power wash their house. This is how big this power washer is.
Now, we don't mind if somebody borrows our power washer. See, I don't mind if somebody else borrows our power washer.
Here come the comments.
Okay, because I'm just saying that I need to hear about it. Like, if you think I'm just weird, because, Carl got me jewelry and from Four Winds Jewelry. It was absolutely shockingly beautiful. I just was like, what? And then, of course, we're going through such a sad time right now, but I can use a little humor because God only knows when it's going to strike, the grief. But the power washer thing is funny. And last night I said, he finally took it out of the car because it's so heavy. Yeah, a friend came over and dropped him off some ammo, which, by the way, don't forget that.
Will never happen.
And took two people to get it out of the car. I said, I got you the top of the line.
You did. It was the very best.
It's like professional.
And then we watched a video on how to put it together.
Yes.
Yes. And here's the comments.
All right.
Let's start a retirement side business called the Patriot Power Washing, Inc. My hubs loves his power washer. Very useful, too. We get a green moss on some of the outdoor hard surfaces
yes.
over the winter and make
yes.
short work of it come spring. We power wash large plant pots, driveway, and more.
Yes. yeah, because we have a lot of brick, and trust me, within 3 or 4 months, it's mossy. In fact, when we rented a power washer and then went over the 4 hours into the 6 hours and returned it, we still didn't actually power wash part of it. It still needs to be power washed after how many years?
Well, it's nice to know that I have my own power washer now that I can't say, gosh, honey, you know what? They're all out of power washers down at Ace Hardware, which is where I get it. And you'll go, well, that's okay, honey. I have yours, and I put oil in it, and I put gas in it in the right spots, and you can crank it off. You know, your whole family's strange about gifts. Your family gives strange gifts.
Well, it could have been. It could have been a chainsaw, because you've always said, I want a little chainsaw. Okay, we're next thing, we need a shed to put the stuff in.
In Texas, there's 3 million people without power.
Yeah.
And speaking of power, and we heard that a lot of it had to do with the windmills were being frozen. The turbines were wind turbines. Well, there's an article in here, and of course, you have to. Isn't it terrible, my friends, how when you look at an article and, you know, supposedly a newspaper, that it says, you know, that you question something that seems factual. Now, this could be totally a factual article about why they lost the power in Texas. And where, yes, it did, it says, are frozen wind turbines to blame as a potential cause of the widespread outage? Well, it said, these are red herrings. Said there are times of the year when the wind is extremely important energy source for Texas, powering half of the state's electricity supply. However, this week operators knew and planned for much less wind capacity, but it didn't say how much, you know, and how much of the wind, you know, when it blows through. Obviously, this is a one in a century type storm that they have all these things that happen, you know, that went down. But then they said so-called firm resources, such as gas, coal, and nuclear, failed to supply roughly 90 or 30,000 megawatts, which contributed to the bulk of the problem. Some of it because natural gas supplies, they only keep so much at the plants themselves, unlike the coal plants, which keeps a lot more. So when they take a look at this, you're going to find that I believe is that there's going to be plenty of blame to lay around here, including the commission that controls 90% of all the power in Texas. And let's go back, we have friends in Texas and acquaintances, like high school classmates. Mm-hmm. One of them lives down there. She says she got a shower, and then and the water went off. She said, but at least she got a shower. And she says it's continuing, and they look out, and they have a hot tub and a pool, and it's frozen.
Mm.
The hot tub's frozen because they have no power in it. And it's having gone through blackouts and no periods of power, as we do in California on a regular basis, except for here right in the city, because RU is head and shoulders above PG&E and any of those other sources. The fact is that this is a serious problem, and there are people freezing up. And the other problem is the roads are frozen. And she uses an example. She says, I wanted to go for a walk, but the roads are so frozen because it melted a little bit, and then it came back and froze. And she says, you can't chip it away. It's too thick. And this is in a suburb of, I believe, of Dallas. So, and Marie lives in that general area,
Prosper.
Too.
So, Prosper, Texas, yeah.
This is tough. Anyway, and it's going across the whole nation right now, where, you know, there's more snow now than they've had in a long time throughout the nation.
I want to just bring up quickly a cancel culture. We talked about Gina Carano, and, of course, our film critic didn't want to talk about it. I'm not really sure. I don't really know, but Disney, Hasbro, has just seized production of the Cara Dune.
Yeah.
Action
based on,
figure.
Based on Gina Carano. Now, there is a legislator right here in California. California State Senator Melissa Melendez has introduced two bills that would state political affiliation should be a protected class, so they cannot be discriminated against. And the other part of that bill goes into schools. So if you're in a school and you express something, you can't have the cancel culture force you out. And of course, it was met with, oh, that's a racist, misogynistic, blah 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 blah. But to me, if you
let me just tell you what she said.
Can you protect people?
Quickly before we take a break, she has doubled down. This is according to Breitbart. She is rallying against quote, cancel culture, in statements following the decision. I'm sending out a direct message of hope to everyone living in fear of cancellation by the totalitarian mob, she wrote on Twitter Friday. I have only just begun using my voice, which is now freer than ever before, and I hope it inspires others to do the same. They can't cancel us if we don't let them. Now, evidently, she was employed by Lucasfilms, and, yeah.
We got, like, about 30 seconds. No, she was, and because of something. You know, your First Amendment rights, if you are a conservative, are gone in many cases. And if you're in Hollywood, forget it. Forget it. She was being considered for a role in a spinoff series, and because she said something they didn't like, which wasn't horrible, I read it on the air, she's fired. Anyway, hey, when we come back, Sheriff Eric Magrini will be with us, and we'll see if the cancel culture has caught up with them in the Sheriff's Department.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
It's not just cold, it's bitter cold. It's unbelievably miserable.
Harris County, Texas Judge Lena Hidalgo telling KTRK-TV it's a nightmare for the millions of Texans without power as a vicious winter storm brings extreme cold, snow, and ice. The National Weather Service's Bob Orovic says all of that bad weather is moving east.
Snow totals from 4 to 6 inches are expected from southern Arkansas through western Tennessee, central Tennessee, eastern Kentucky. And then as we go a little farther to the northeast across the central Appalachians into the mid-Atlantic and up towards the big cities, Washington, Philadelphia, New York City, and Boston, the snow totals could be near or slightly over 6 inches.
And at least 20 deaths have been blamed on the severe weather. A Florida congressman says the U.S. should boycott the 2022 Winter Olympics if those games are held in China. Republican Michael Wall citing Beijing's dismal human and religious rights record.
And the Biden administration needs to walk the walk when it comes to human rights and when it comes to holding China accountable. Enough is enough. We need to pull our athletes back unless the IOC moves the games to another country.
Wall speaking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. President Biden promising a majority of elementary schools will be open 5 days a week by the end of his first 100 days in office. Previously, Biden aides had said that schools would be considered open if they held in-person learning just 1 day per week. Well, Americans went shopping last month. Retail sales soared 5.3% from the month before. Also up last month, producer prices. They spiked 1.3%, led by big gains in health care and energy costs. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. The Dow is down 8 points, the Nasdaq off 125, and the S&P trading 13 points lower. More on these stories, townhall.com.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park, Rum, Neville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335, rec animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Demonstrators in Myanmar gathered today in their largest numbers so far, protesting the military seizure of power, as a UN human rights expert warns that troops being deployed in various places could signal the prospect for major violence. The BBC's Jonathan Head.
As they have for the past 11 days, people marched in long lines stretching back along the main roads into central Yangon, carrying posters bearing the familiar outline of the face of Aung San Suu Kyi or the red and gold flag of her party, the National League for Democracy. The trial of Ms. Suu Kyi was started in such haste and secrecy, her own lawyer didn't know about it. She's being prosecuted on two bizarre and trivial charges in a process widely condemned as a sham.
And that is BBC correspondent Jonathan Head reporting. News and analysis at townhall.com. www.freefirewithdave.com. Former Republican Senator David Perdue is considering another run for the Senate, this one next year.
Perdue lost his seat to Democrat John Ossoff in the state's runoff election last month. Now he's eyeing a bid for the state's other Senate seat, captured by Democrat Raphael Warnock in a special election to finish out the term of Senator Johnny Isaacson, who was forced to retire due to failing health. Perdue laments that the conservative state is now represented by what he calls two of the most radically liberal individuals ever to serve in the U.S. Senate. Bob Agner reporting.
Pfizer and BioNTech have finalized an agreement to supply the European Union with another 200 million doses of their COVID-19 vaccine. The U.S. and German companies say the doses will come on top of the 300 million initially ordered. The EU's Executive Commission says 200 million doses are expected to be delivered this year, an estimated 75 million of them in the second quarter. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 17th of February, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And Linda has the weather for the rest of the week.
Good morning. Patchy frost, then mostly sunny with a high near 62. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 39. Tomorrow calls for a chance of rain with a high of 53. Rain likely tomorrow night with our overnight lows of 44. Friday calls for a chance of rain once again with a high of 56. And overnight lows Friday night of 40. Saturday, mostly sunny. Nice day with 60 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy. Sunny on Sunday, so you'll have a nice weekend with sunshine. The temperatures are calling for around 66 on Sunday. So the weather's brought to you, and then Monday goes up to 72. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior veteran discounts, 365-3793.
And Chuck Kenny was in here yesterday, and he has the most beautiful quilt he wants to give. It's from the 1st Air Cavalry. And it's we have pictures of it on Facebook. And what he we're looking for somebody that was in the 1st Air Cav that served in Afghanistan, because that's what this quilt is about. And only thing I can say is it's, you know, if you look at our Facebook page, it's absolutely beautiful. And if you know anybody that served in Afghanistan in the Army with the 1st Cav, give us a call here at 605-4565 and let us know so we can reach out to them. And Chuck would like to present this to that person.
That's wonderful.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Was it made here in town? Local? Or?
I don't know where his wife, who buys him anything that's got the 1st Cav on it, when she bought it, and but it was the Afghanistan one.
Wow.
And so that's why he wants to present it to a soldier that was with the Cav in Afghanistan. And trust me, you won't be sorry. It's huge. It's a huge quilt. Not huge, but it would fit probably a queen size bed.
Wow.
If you put it on a queen size bed, or you just have it there. You know, I've had a quilt made with a bunch of my old shirts, you know, my motorcycle riding shirts from and places I've been around the world to hand down to my kids. I still have it. Anyway, okay. Linda and I are here with Sheriff Eric McGreeny. Thanks so much for showing up here, Sheriff.
Absolutely.
Thanks for being here.
Glad to come, as always.
Okay, I have to ask these questions because they keep coming up. Is the Board of Supervisors chambers, do you fear that it's going to be taken over in an insurrection?
I do not. Obviously, it's open. We moved forward with that. What is that, a couple meetings ago?
Yeah.
They've established the plexiglass. They've made it safe. People have been attending and still vocalizing their concerns or their wishes for the board to move forward and opening up the rest of the county. But it has not progressed to that, nor do I anticipate it progressing to that. It's been a very the group has been, you know, there's some people that get up there and are very animated and are very passionate, but all in all, it's been a respectful group.
You know what? That's and this is the part that people are missing. You know, Carlos Palomino, angry that day. I mean, you get in front of a microphone, sometimes you say things, and then has from there. But he has never, I've never had the feeling that Carlos Palomino was going to lead an insurrection of thousands of people that were going to take over the town. Never once in my head. And when I was asked that by another newspaper article writer, did I fear for anything like that? You know, there's going to be an armed rebellion. No. Is there going to be an armed rebellion in the North State?
No. No, I've said it time and time again. We're a passionate community, but we're a responsible community. And people have their opinions, and they have their right to have those opinions and to vocalize those opinions. I will caution some people, get real close on treading that line on making some threats based on comments said at these meetings, and they need to be careful with that, because we will take those seriously and we will investigate those if that line is crossed. But again, I understand the passion that the topics that we've been presented with this last year, well, probably a little over a year now since this all started.
Yes, it has.
Has been just
Can you
polarized
believe that?
People. No, I would never. Oh, man, it's been a rough year. I would have never guessed or assumed or hoped that it would polarize people the way it has. But it has. And so, again, here in the North State, I'll say it again because I believe it. We're a responsible community, and although there's people on different sides of the spectrum, that's okay. That's democracy. That's what makes our country great, is to be able to have those opinions, be able to express those opinions, but to do so respectfully and to do so lawfully. And so,
do you ever, when somebody treads that edge, do you ever talk to them after a meeting?
Me personally, no.
Okay.
I have heard, well, it was brought up at the last board meeting, that they have been contacted by different law enforcement agencies, but not to my knowledge, the sheriff's office has not gone out and spoken with some of these people.
Well, you know, and the reason being is that when somebody gave out the address of Dr. Ramstrom, you know, frankly, that went way too far.
Absolutely.
And when I brought that up to Terry Raposo, Terry said, oh, God, no, that's wrong.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't do things like that.
No,
you don't,
I mean,
your
home is your
out.
Castle, your sanctuary. You should be able to feel safe there and not have someone solicit. I mean, that's not fair to that person, for one. That's horrible. You should be able to feel safe in your home. And then two, I mean, think of the neighbors that in that neighborhood. They don't need to experience that or have the children in that neighborhood experience that. That's completely inappropriate and so far out of line. It's unfortunate.
Well, there's one way, if you're the neighbor next door, you can always open your door and leave a little crumb trail until they come into your house.
Yeah, right.
No, okay, I didn't mean that. Of course, that was just a joke. Okay, so those are things that, you know, you see all the time, you know, that and it makes us sound like we're a bunch of knuckle draggers up here.
Well, you read these articles. We were talking about it right before the show about the one article is written. I hadn't read it, but apparently it was written well. But some of the other ones are very, they make us sound like we're just a bunch of backwoods people up here, and we're not. I mean, this is a great community, so.
I know. So we're here with Sheriff Eric McGreeny, and we're discussing the fact that, you know, that insurrections in the North State, no. Now, recall. And my answer on that was no. Also, I think recall, though we've heard that, is just too hard a hurdle for a local.
Yeah, that's a heavy lift, and rightfully so. I mean, to undo the election of the majority of the community, the people, shouldn't be something that's easily undone.
Right.
But nonetheless, it is possible, and there is I wouldn't say a threat, but a vocal movement, I guess, because we hear it over and over at these board meetings that this is something that's mounting up and is on the forefront. But to have it be successful has to be very organized and has, there's a lot of, you got to dot every I and cross every T, and there's
costs money
forms, and it costs money, and to then do it from a layman's perspective, not saying that people aren't capable of organizing that, but there's so much to it. You almost have to have, like an attorney that helps guide that along to navigate the waters on how to do that. So.
Now, and then, so when you think about what it's taken to get 1.5 million signatures for the recall of Gavin Newsom, which if you're talking about people that are angry and they, you know, they kind of like hold it to the North State. No, this whole state's angry.
Yes.
You know, so.
Yeah. And I can't imagine the lift on that. I mean, to gather that many signatures, you have to have so many that are required, but you have to gather so many more because
they figure another 400,000 more will give them the number.
Okay. Yeah, I knew it was a lot because people move, or they're not registered voters, or they're not.
Or you sign up twice.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's a huge threshold. But I mean, if you believe everything you read, they're there. So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
But what that does, though, is that when you roll it back to the county level, that's a huge cost. An election, a special election, is a significant cost to our county.
$200,000 to $400,000. Right.
And may or may not be reimbursable. It's another unfunded mandate that the state loves to put on these counties. We could go off on that.
Well, we will here in a few minutes.
Okay.
We're here with Sheriff Eric McGreeny and the NIR, and we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff's been doing this for over 2 decades, and if anybody knows more about windshields, they don't. And you can't change my mind on that. He is a consummate professional. He's not going to risk your family. If it's a small chip to a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. He just fixed one of the windshields in our, you know, from one of the people that work with us here at KCNR, and you can't even see it. It's absolutely a great job, and that's what he does. He guarantees it, and he guarantees it for life. Give Jeff a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today, or stop by 3208 South Market, and free estimate, and he'll look at it. Thank you, honey. All right, we'll be right back.
When the lights go down in the city and the sun shines on the bay, I wanna be there in my city.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits?
Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Carl and Linda Bott, we're here with Reading, with Shasta County Sheriff Eric Magrini. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Give us a call. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, who came through again on Valentine's Day, where Linda gives me a power washer. I gave her jewelry, and in fact, she screamed and squealed, and, you know, she says she's only been surprised like 10 times in her life, and 9 of those are from me.
Yes.
Because I totally don't give out any indications that's going to happen, but thank you, Rebecca. They have a great selection of jewelry and at very fair prices. Four Winds Jewelry, as the sheriff knows.
Absolutely. It's a great story. You know, great inside joke here.
But. Yep, it is. And I couldn't even tell her that I saw you down there that day, because I was down there that day getting something, too.
Good stuff. They were great people.
They are. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry. Okay. We're here with Sheriff Eric Magrini, and we were talking about, in the first segment, chances of armed insurrection, blah, 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 all that's. The chance of recall, maybe, but it's going. That's a heavy lift. It is a heavy lift, but it doesn't mean it won't happen. Mm-hmm. We were
talking about how just that cost gets passed down to the county, among it, everything else that the state does to us. You know, those special elections that come outside of the normal cycle of elections. What was the cost? I think you said you had a number.
Between 200 and 400,000, yeah. I read in the paper.
And so, and I don't know. So that sounds accurate based on all the logistical components that go into housing the election like we just saw. So setting up all the locations throughout the counties, getting the staff, getting everything printed. That's all done through the elections department here over there kind of on the downtown mall promenade. So that's a lot of work run by Kathy Darling Allen there. So, again, if there is that special election and all those boxes are checked, the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, and everything's done appropriately, then you move into the election cycle, and, again, that comes at a cost to the county. And we're kind of right there at the break talking about another unfunded mandate. You know, I use that word, but I tell you, as I've taken over this role, I've seen it, and it is so frustrating, the stuff that gets imposed onto counties by the state or by legislature that goes through the state capitol with no funding sources behind it. They're just costs that we have to bear, we the county, we the sheriff's office. I've talked before We're back up to 127 prison sentence inmates still in our facility.
That's where I was going to go when you talked about this, because 127, these are people that have gone to court, been found guilty, should be in a state prison.
Mm-hmm.
127 seats out of 420?
483.
So 127 of these should be in jail right now.
Or should be in prison, yeah.
Should be in prison, not jail. Been in prison. Yeah. And to add insult to injury, they reimburse us at a lower cost than it
does. Right. That's what I just cannot wrap my head around that. And it's so frustrating. And there's nothing we can do. Now, because of COVID, they have shut down where we used to drop off those prisoners. We would drop them off. It was called DVI. It was a facility down south of Sacramento, down near Stockton. Within a day's drive, round trip, we could drive down there, drop off our prison sentence inmates, and have our employees return back to the facility all in a day's drive. They've closed all those. There were five. They've closed everything down to two. Two, what we call reception, where they receive the sentence inmates when we're transferring from our jail to the prison state facility. There's two locations now that we can drop off. The most northern is down by Bakersfield in Kern County, North Kern. That's not a day's round trip. That is loading everyone up, loading up food, loading up medications, loading up personal belongings, driving, having to coordinate rest stops because you can't pull in on the side of the highway. So you got to coordinate with other county facilities so you can pull into a secured facility, unload, let them have a stretch, let them have a break, let them use a restroom, load them back up. That's a one-day trip just to get down there. Then there's the processing of transferring custody. Now these employees have to stay the night because they're maxed out for the day and then have a return drive back. So, again, that's an additional cost to the county. The mileage, the per diem, the stress, the officer safety for traveling that long and having to do stops. And what if an emergency arises mid-trip? You know, what do you do then? So...
Well, the emergency, I mean, you have to plan for that anyway, even if you're going to Susanville. But still, you could get people quicker. But can you take as many, or is it
they're limiting the number that we can take per week. Yeah. So I go back to, here's another cost, another burden that's imposed on us that we have no voice, we have no input, we have no rebuttal. We've tried. We've talked with – I have personally talked with the Undersecretary of State Prisons trying to get a remedy. Several of us North State sheriffs, I think 7 or 8 of us, all wrote letters, compiled them together, and wrote them down or sent them down. That was in, I want to say, November-ish, November, December, and we've yet to get a response. Just fell on deaf ears. So, and then we see all the – reclassification or decriminalization of crimes in a facility. Our jail was built to hold people for less than a year. We now have people, and I'm looking at the demographics of our facility right now. We have 3 people that are sitting on a 2-year sentence, 5 people on a 3-year sentence, 1 on a 4-year sentence, 2 with 5 years, and 1 person serving 9 years in a county jail.
Wow.
9 years.
Let's go to the phones. Kathy, good morning. Thank you for waiting.
Good morning. I was listening to Sheriff McGreeny talk about the extra cost this recall is going to impose upon the county. And my husband is a contractor, and he, of course, contractors talk, and knows that some of the contractors that are working on the jail and doing the remodel that's happening in the jail, which is costing us an astounding amount of money. And then you talk about, the fact that the recall is going to put more money on the county. How else are we going to have our voice heard? Because we've been there for, 8-9 months speaking to the supervisors, and they completely disregard us, lock us out of our house, which is the chambers. And so you're telling me that like this, I don't know, astounding amount of money that's being poured into the jail to remodel it so they can be 6 feet apart. And it's not worth it, A, to allow the people a voice and have a recall, and B, why not get a bus and drive them down to Kern County? Good grief, it's going to be way less than what you're pouring into the remodel at the jail right now. Speak to us on how much that's costing, because from what I understand, it's astounding.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy. And I want to make sure that what my message is not in any way to dissuade or not support any effort for a recall if that's what's necessary to be done. My point is that these things that are needed to take place, if that's what the people choose, are not – the county doesn't get the support from the state. That was my point. That's my point in all of this is and as we were talking about the recall for Governor Newsom, if that takes place and that is required, that's something the county has to do, but the state does not support the county when those things take place, which I feel like they should in several instances, not just recall, but in several of these things we've made examples of today. I will speak to the construction of the jail. The construction of the jail, I don't have the price tag in front of me. It's astronomical because it goes to union labor and it goes to bid and it goes way outside of my control or span of control on how those contractors are selected and the costs associated with them. The construction that's taking place in the jail is specific to ADA, American Disabilities Act, ADA improvement. So our jail experienced a lawsuit, and part of that lawsuit settlement was we would make ADA cells that can house somebody with maybe they have a walking assist or they have a wheelchair or whatever it was. This jail was designed in the early 80s. So a lot of those factors that are now in play as far as ADA requirements were not such back at that time. So
you can't grandfather those either, huh?
You can if we were to. So we kind of tackled this when we were talking about building a new jail.
Right.
And I think we talked about on this show, if I remember correctly, but if we were to build the tower next to the new jail, if we were to build a new tower,
right,
and we were to attach it, and then we would have to bring the old jail just to, illustration, the old jail would have to come up to standard.
Oh.
But if you built the tower and you had like a catwalk that had some kind of bladder in between the two where they're not physically connected, then you get away with that bringing the old one up to standard, the way I understood it. But nonetheless, part of this lawsuit settlement was we had to do these ADA improvements. And that's what's taking place now. It has nothing to do with COVID. This started years ago. So,
and it is expensive because it's just...
It's astronomical.
Yeah.
The costs of construction would it's...
Because you have to widen doorways. You have to drop... You have to put toilet facilities a certain way, shower facilities.
Right. Certain height on grab bars, on sinks, on faucets.
How many people do you have in wheelchairs in there?
I don't have those numbers in front of me. I don't know.
I mean, but there are, obviously.
Oh, sure. We have people that come in with disabilities of some form. It could be crutches. It could be prosthetic. It could be several different things that we have to accommodate.
Okay.
And so that's the changes that are taking place now. And that further impacts, going back to what we were talking about a minute ago with numbers, the 127 prison sentence inmates. Because of these changes that are now mandated and forced upon us to take place, we're having to shut down a pod at a time to do the construction. So we're losing upwards to another 40 beds as this construction rotates through the different pods of the jail. So, and this is a project that's going to take well over a year. So,
wow.
It's a
See, now this is the first time I've, for some reason, it's the first time I've heard about it. I mean, I knew there was ongoing things, but I did not realize it was the ADA portion of it.
Right.
And it's going to be that expensive. It's going to take forever to do it. And then with something else, my friends, we have to remember, and we've got to take a break. We're way over. But, and Richard, hang on. We'll get to you right after the break. Is the lawyers are circling over the jail.
Oh, yeah.
Because
called PLO, Prison Law Office.
Yeah. And, yeah, because we do have people staying in there. A jail was meant for a year or under. Mm-hmm. And like you said, we have somebody in there for 9 years.
Yep.
And jails are not, were not built to hold people for extended periods of time.
Especially not 30, 40 years ago when they were designed.
Yeah. And yep. I tell you what, I've been to San Quentin, and I've been to our county jail. It's a lot easier. There's more things in San Quentin, believe it or not, than it is in our jail, just mm-hmm. because of the way they were designed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really got to do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Wind River Resort and Casino invite you to come explore our exciting table games to see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. Our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. With 13 table games and a variety of limits for players at every level, we'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. All the table games details at WindRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Well, I heard about the fella you've been dancing with all over the neighborhood. So why didn't you ask me, baby? Or didn't you think I could?
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the Wednesday, the 17th, 8:38 in the morning. The temperature out there is like about 41. It's beautiful. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And Maxwell Insurance and Financial is bringing us this segment. And you know what? Things have changed. Things have changed a lot over the last couple of years. Perhaps you need a second opinion on your retirement plan that you may have had or your 401k, because things, they're taking out more money. They're making it harder on you every year. Call Judy. Get a free review and an evaluation. Give her a call at 221-0441. Judy's been doing this since 1993. She knows what she's talking about. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You can't go wrong. We're with Sheriff Eric McGreeny. Linda and I are, and we're going to go to the phones. Richard, good morning.
Morning, everybody. Hey, I'm not sure how the sheriff made the leap regarding a special election and unfunded mandate. A special election is absolutely not an unfunded mandate, but he is correct. The county has to pay for it. You know, if we didn't order $70,000 worth of jail meal trays and $700,000 one-quarter-mile biplanes, I don't think we would be having a problem with paying for a special election. But and also, he did mention about the law enforcement issue, making visits to people's homes. Yes, I'm one of those people, and I've talked to most of those people, not all. And the ones I've talked to, these visits have nothing to do with any kind of threatening statement. So I don't know what's going on here. My visit was that they think I'm a victim of a crime. That was a month ago, and after two emails, they still haven't gotten back to me, so I'm just wondering how important this crime is that I'm a victim of. So, yeah, infer what you will there. And then also, Carl, I am on the, committee for the recall, but I'm not the public spokesperson. That would be Janet Chandler. All the local media will be getting media releases very soon. And then I hope, Carl, you will have Janet Chandler and people on, because this is going to be a very important topic coming up very quickly.
You know what?
So any questions? Otherwise, I'll get out of here.
Okay. I would, of course, want to have her on, because this is an aspect of the community that's going to touch a lot of people. I would like to hear what the plans are, all of these things, because I've heard a lot about recall, but I haven't seen anything. But then again, as somebody pointed out, how come I didn't know the jail was being remodeled? Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things I don't
know. We've been working since November, starting this recall process, so we're ahead of the game, not behind the curve, and we have a plan in place and a timeline. So very soon, the media announcements will be going out.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, guys.
You bet. Okay. Ron, good morning. Hello, Ron, you're on.
Good morning, Ron.
Hello?
Good morning,
yeah.
Ron. You're on.
Okay, good morning. I got a comment and a question for the sheriff. Since our last president has been, I don't consider him a president, but anyway, he's opening up the borders, and there's going to be thousands of people coming in. A lot of them are probably going to be MS-13 or criminals or whatever. Okay, being that said, a lot of people won't be able to defend themselves because they don't have a CCW or something like that. Have you ever thought of opening up the where they don't have to have a permit to carry a weapon? And the way I see it is, we don't need a permit. We've got this, it's granted to us by God, and it's backed up by the Constitution. And I'll explain to you how a Second World War veteran explained it to me. We're having to pay in dollar bills which was already once paid for in blood, starting with our founding fathers right on to the today. And if somebody doesn't have the money to pay for a CCW, you're stopping them from defending themselves. And this is where I'm coming from. I don't. We've been stepped on by the law enforcement, starting with the president, right down governors, the sheriffs, the city police, and all that. So I think that it says we have the right to keep and bear arms, and it shall not be infringed. And if you're not going to let us carry weapons, or somebody carry a weapon who doesn't have a permit, you need to look up the word infringed. So anyhow, that's my comment.
Okay, Ron. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. And,
okay.
And, you know, we have, obviously, this is a Second Amendment county, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
We have probably the highest per capita of CCW holders. What we cannot do is just allow anyone and everyone to carry. Does that mean we let felons carry firearms? Do we let violent criminals carry firearms? There has to be a way to draw a line there to deter and make law-abiding citizens, give them the ability to carry, yet still hold accountable and enforce the laws against those who can't or shouldn't carry. So if we were to just carte blanche open up the ability for anyone to carry, then I think we'd have a lot more significant issues in crime.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Well, Linda's here,
hi,
too.
Terry.
Good morning, Terry.
Hey, Linda. How are you doing?
I'm good,
sorry.
Thanks. That's all right. I'm not saying much.
You're there, my dear. Hello.
That's right. Not saying much. Just listening.
Okay. Well, sometimes that works. That's why God gave us two ears and one mouth. So anyway, yeah, the thing is Janet Chandler will be on our program for the full hour. Janet Chandler will be on. We have been friends for 20 years, and we talk daily. I'm not really sure. It would be, the content will be more about the constitutionality of the Constitution of California. And I think, Sheriff, there's some things that we have to understand very quickly, and that is that some things that are law are not legal, and some things that are legal are not lawful. And you said that we're a Second Amendment county. Well, we're not, because it's a privilege for us to have and I wish you'd quit using that determination, because you give a CCW, we are able to have our Second Amendment rights at the pleasure of the sheriff. You will not issue a 26150B2, which is an open carry permit that's legal in this county of 200,000 or less. So please just don't insult our intelligence by saying we're a Second Amendment county when the only way we can have a firearm is with your permission. And you won't even give out a 26150B2 open carry permit to people. And nobody ever said anything about giving felons. You know, I guess it's just a matter of understanding that, you know, what's legal is not always lawful. And I think the thing is we have to find the benchmark, which is the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of California. And I don't want you to go to 13.5 and say the Attorney General is the lead dog here, because that's not the case, and we can debate that. We'll have you on our program, and we'll talk a little bit about the Second Amendment and what's real and what isn't. But, you know, and I'm not saying you're not doing a good job. I'm not saying you're not a good sheriff. But let's not be disingenuous and say you're a Second Amendment county when the only way we can have our arms is with your permission. That isn't the way it works.
Okay, Terry. Thanks. We got to take a quick break, because we have other people lined up here. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, I started getting my hair cut there 14 years ago. And it's a veteran-owned business. Tim and Logan are cutting hair there. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments. So, you know, everything is safe there. You don't have to worry about this, you know, the COVID or anything. Everybody's got masks on, but you get great haircuts. And it's a great place. It really is. Congressman Malfa said he's going to come around, and he wants me to introduce him there so he can get his hair cut at Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. In the Cypress Square Shopping Center, of course, across from Subway. 8:47 in the morning, 41 degrees. We'll be right back.
You don't know me, but I'm your brother.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Make this year totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh, our last segment of the day. 605-4567 is our phone number, which many of you know because you've been calling. Temperature today is 43. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to start, looks like it's going to be raining tomorrow, though, and possibly Friday, and start clearing up Saturday and Sunday.
Mostly sunny on Saturday with a high of 60 and Sunday 66. So expect rain up until then, except for today.
75 on Monday. Look at the weather here.
75 on Monday. Yeah.
Hey. Mid-February.
We're here with Sheriff Eric McGrinney, and the phone lines are open. Let me see. Let's go to Janet. Janet Chandler. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning. I hear my name being bandied about.
I know. You know what?
I'm calling and defend myself here.
I've been talking about you. Like, your name came up three times, and I'm saying, where can I find this lady? And you found us.
Oh, well, it's like that Jack Reacher movie. He just wanders in and says, here I am. three things I would like to talk about. First of all, the recall. We have a perfect storm going on in our country right now. Obviously, our governments are not listening to us at the federal level, at the state level, and at the local level. nothing I can do about President Trump and his election. I can sign a recall petition for Governor Newsom, but at the local level, we can certainly make our wishes known to our local Board of Supervisors that they're not doing the job as we hired them to do. So that's why we have a recall in the offing for our local supervisors. The second thing, I will be on Terry and Wynn's show on Sunday, comparing the California Constitution as it is to the Jefferson Constitution as we want it to be. So that's the topic of the show on Sunday. Third item, Sheriff McGreeny, this is actually for you. In the California Constitution, Article 5, Section 13, I believe it is, it says that the sheriff functions under the direct supervision of the Attorney General. And I would really like to know how you interpret that. What does direct supervision mean? And how does that affect the ability of the people to work with the sheriff as opposed to the ability of the Attorney General to tell him what to do? Or is that not the right interpretation of direct supervision? So unless you have questions for me, I will hang up and listen on the air.
Hey, Janet, we'll get in hold of you because we'd like to have you on our show. We can discuss a lot of these things.
Well, I am easily reachable. My phone number is not private.
Okay. Thank you, Janet.
Thank you. And I do not interpret being held or supervised, monitored, regulated, whatever word you want to use, by the Attorney General. In fact, I'll go as far as to say, we're having a transition of Attorney General, but prior to that, I hadn't even spoke with the Attorney General. So I don't subscribe to that, and I'll just leave it at that.
How much power does a sheriff – you know, you're the only one that can raise a posse. You're the only one you can keep feds out of here. In fact, they're supposed to check in with you before they come in. How much power does a sheriff have? That, you know, it on paper, but then when it gets down to it, they've done other things to cut it.
Yeah, no, I mean we're seeing a lot of laws that are being implemented to take away or erode at that because people in Sacramento are threatened by that. The sheriff does have a lot of power. It has to be used appropriately. There's a Senate bill that's being introduced now. A Senate bill, I think it's 271, that's on the books that we have a conference call later today on, in fact, that talks about changing the requirements for sheriff to allow anyone to run for sheriff with no prerequisites, no qualifications, nothing. And that's gaining some traction.
That's the way it used to be.
It's the way it used to be when the state was... Yeah. Established up until I think it was 1989 is when the law changed.
Yeah. So they're trying to revert back. Anybody could run for sheriff then.
Right.
And they would have all the powers of the sheriff.
Right.
Yeah. It would be almost like a political appointee like the U.S. Marshal Service. The chief U.S. Marshal is a political appointee. Everybody below them, though, or you know, law enforcement.
Right. Yeah.
That's interesting. We have to discuss that. You know, we've only got a few minutes left here. Concealed carry is a big thing. We've been talking Second Amendment. We had a class the other day. Sheriff McGreeny showed up.
That was great. That's
thank you.
You know, we were talking off air just about some of the struggles this year and how daunting this last year has been. But when I get to go and attend these kind of events and meet great people, and thank you for inviting me into your home. You have a lovely home. Very well decorated. I can tell Carl did it all. But, no, you guys had a class and invited me to come out, which I do frequently when I can and when I get invites and my schedule allows, because I love coming out and meeting the good citizens of this county. I really, really do. And those that are – I mean, I taught the class. I had my own CCW business, and I taught CCW instruction for many, many years. And I miss having the ability to do that. So when I get to come, and I hope I didn't steal too much of your time, Carl, but
we ran a little bit over that day. But see, here's what the sheriff offers when he comes in on something like this. He, people get to ask him questions. And, of course, most of the people in a CCW class are novices.
Right.
they don't understand the laws and how they all play into things. And the sheriff just outlined why this is done and what this means, and then gave many examples. So you know, they walked out of there with a thorough knowledge of what they're, you know, of carrying a CCW, because you impressed on them the responsibility.
Good. And again, I appreciated the invite. Love to do it again. And, you know, as I spoke to your class even, you know, there are fees, and it was brought up on the show earlier, the fees that are attached to obtaining CCW. I want to reiterate, the sheriff's office does not make money on the CCW process. In fact, we lose money. The fees that we collect are state fees, state set fees, and we don't, for the effort and the cost of employing the people to do the interviews and the backgrounds and the fingerprints and all that, we do not make money when we administer and hand out these CCWs. So,
Sheriff Eric McGreeny, you know what? There's so much going on. You know, we appreciate, you know what, you're I guess level in this, your stability on this, because there's so many things coming in at you, and not a lot of them are nice. So if you can come out like that and actually talk to people.
Yeah, that's very great. Refreshing for me, so
hey,
thank you again.
Hey, tomorrow, Trish Clark's going to be here, and we were going to have the DA, but the DA can't make it now, so I'm going to throw that on to Trish to find somebody, which she has no problem with. So everybody have a great day. Remember, it is the good guys against the bad guy.